Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that.
Wow, that was like a breath.
Intro.
Yes, thank you.
Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katzlamitis. I write the Cats Report for the Las Vegas Sun and Greenspun Media Group. I write for all the Greenspun Media Group titles, including the cover story in the current Vegas magazine. Hi, Dishy.
Hi. You know, usually we see each other socially all the time.
All the time.
And this week has been, of course, I got laryngitis, so therefore I was out of commission of seeing or talking to anybody.
As we call it for Johnny, reprieve week.
For a lot of people, their prayers were answered when I had absolutely no voice. But prior to today, the last time I saw you was in court.
That's right. We were in court together.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, separately. Not
separately.
Yeah,
yes. We came in separately, and I was not part of the action. No. But you guys were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very stressful situation to be in court. A lot of tension. And the family of your family is involved in a legal action at your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that this is all happening to you.
Yes, but you...
I've been writing about it,
yeah,
and we've
you
been
reported,
covering it.
You reported very factually, I must
yeah,
say.
And yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But
I love how you plugged the show, too, you said, because you, of course, were very, very honest and open of the fact that you have to give discretion in the fact that
mm-hmm.
that we are co-hosts.
Disclosure.
That's the word I was looking for. Disclosure.
Discussion, or discretion.
Discretion, whatever.
Dissection, I have to give.
See what happens when I can't speak for a week? I can't talk.
You lose all your words.
Exactly.
Yeah, I talked about that and how long I've known the family. And people can go to my landing page, index page in Las Vegas Sun to find
out. The Cats Report.
The Cats Report.
I'll
to
do a
find
shameless
out about
plug
it.
For you.
And we talked to, and I did in that in the column I wrote, the most recent column I've written about Wayne, which has been reams and reams and reams of material over the years. The most recent column was one about being in court and watching this all.
It was just your observations and what happened.
It was interesting.
It was no interview. It was
no.
Yeah.
I hadn't planned on writing. I was not there to write anything. I was not there for that purpose. I was there to be there. And it was an interesting thing, as I said in the column I wound up writing after I thought about it. You know, I've seen Wayne in all kinds of different venues in this city and perform. It was unusual to see this venue be in one he was sort of in mm-hmm. the spotlight. And as I said in the column, I'd prefer the showroom.
Yeah. But you put in exactly what happened and things ended up in his favor.
Yeah.
That day.
Instance, it did end up in his favor. So my, you do your work, but, I've made it clear where my heart is. And anybody who questions that can question it. I don't care.
Well, then again, people are questioning whether we're sexually active.
With each other. I didn't hear from that guy. I didn't hear from him on this one. It's weird. He questions me on everything else, and then this one he just I haven't seen any response from.
Wow,
him.
We lost our fan.
My Idaho friend, maybe
our fan, our one
he
fan.
He no longer thinks we're sexually active
with each other. Okay, let's talk about before we get into our show. Let's talk about what's happening this weekend.
I am
very excited about speaking of your cover story, that it is Vegas Magazine's 9th anniversary. I can't believe
mm-hmm.
it's 9 years.
Niner.
I remember being at their opening party.
Exactly.
And every party since. But congratulations to them and
yes.
And everybody, Abby over there.
Abby Tagnelli, and the cover story is about Kelly Rowland, who's going to be at the party on
Saturday.
Saturday
night at the Cosmo, right?
Right, at the Cosmo.
Cosmopolitan. And what are you recommending?
I'm going to be going to the EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival, at the Speedway on Friday, and I'm going with my 13-year-old cousin Quincy Santa to One Direction on Saturday. So hide behind something solid there. I can't wait.
And I'm really excited about our show because other than Wayne Newton, obviously mm-hmm. I'm disclosing my brother-in-law, other than Wayne Newton, I am very, very excited that this is one of probably my favorite guests other than him.
Yes.
And he is an Ohio Buckeye. And
yes, he is.
Anybody who has listened to our show knows that he's kind of a regular on our show now and that we love to get in discussions with him.
Yes, it's going to be a barn burner with Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees. And he's got a show coming to Ovation at Green Valley Ranch. And you'll hear from him shortly. So stick around. I know we will. Hey, what's up? It's Joey Fatone. Of course, I've been here in Vegas a lot, but now I'm here for Dancing with the Stars. But you guys should definitely listen to Cats with the Dish, because they are the best. Yeah!
I think there might be some confusion about our relationship. Let's say you do find these beings down there. You won't engage them. You won't talk to them. You will do nothing but report back to me.
That's Charlize Theron in Ridley Scott's highly anticipated sci-fi film Prometheus. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. First announced as a prequel to Scott's 1979 sci-fi classic Alien, then designated a standalone story with ties to the world of the Alien movies, Prometheus is a much more accomplished and ambitious film than the lame, bargain-basement Alien vs. Predator movies that the franchise recently offered up, but it's not the masterpiece that so many fans have been anticipating. Although it follows the crew of a spaceship literally searching for the meaning of human existence, Prometheus is, like Alien itself, basically a haunted house horror movie in sci-fi clothing. Although it may not end up being a profound sci-fi treatise on humanity's place in the universe, Prometheus is an exciting, visually stunning, and often exquisitely suspenseful adventure story, and that makes it a more than worthy addition to the Alien canon. I give Prometheus 3.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, the third movie in the animated series about a quartet of escaped zoo animals trying to get home to New York City.
Okay, in exactly 2 minutes and 17 seconds, the lemurs will cut the power.
No?
No.
Okay?
No.
No?
No.
I drop down, grab the penguins. You crank me up, and we are out of here.
Let me drop down. I'll grab the penguins.
You don't have fingers, Marty.
Although it features some fun voice work from Frances McDormand as a villainous animal control officer out to get the main animal characters, Madagascar 3 is about as uninspired as the first two movies in the series, with occasional moments of cleverness mixed in with predictable storytelling and loud set pieces. I give Madagascar 3 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is one of our favorite guests.
Yay!
Yes, he's also a great guy and a great performer. Just ask him. He's a founding member of 98 Degrees, which was at the time a boy band, but is not anymore to be referred to as a boy band because everybody in the band is an adult now.
They're I've learned man this about. Band.
We were adults band. When we started the band, though. We were all in our 20s already.
Were you called a boy band? We I never know about you guys.
We were called a boy band later.
Later.
Originally, you know, okay. We were signed to Motown, so we were originally a vocal group.
There you okay. go.
The only ensemble. White vocal group ever okay. to be signed by Motown. I mean, right. they had a rock band called Rare Earth, but we were the first
all vocal
and only
dance and vocal band.
Well, we didn't dance. We didn't dance.
You didn't dance.
No,
they,
not at all. I mean, we tried.
They were known
I
for their
vocal. They, no, they no, were known they for. Didn't say,
they did a little bit of choreography on "Give Me One More Night, Una Noche."
And you sound better than us.
He's also. I got lost in my introduction here.
Sorry,
I pride myself on my introduction.
We killed your vibe. Yeah, I'm always the vibe.
I had no vibe.
Keep going, Cats.
I left
we're listening.
My vibe in the car today.
We're listening.
Yeah, we're on top of it.
He's starring in a new show called Wired. This is important. Yes. At Ovation at Green Valley Ranch, which begins June 29th, ladies and gentlemen. This is billed as an energetic nightclub experience.
It is.
And in the middle of it is Jeff Timmons. Thanks for coming back, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
and
the time.
And before we
good
start
to see you, brother.
Anything, how about them Celtics?
Yeah!
Yeah!
I was already busting his chops the second I walked in. He didn't want to hear it, though.
I know.
I'm talking to him. He's like, I'm watching a lot of basketball. And he faded off. And he started, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to bust your chops. And he's like, he didn't want to. He was trying to get away from me really fast. I know. I love it.
He did not say
our,
chops either.
Our favorite,
I said balls.
There you go.
I said I was busting his balls.
There
basketballs.
You go.
Spaldings.
Of course.
Spaldings. We will say that perhaps our favorite quote, which we use all the time on Twitter, is a Jeff Timmons quote. And it is in regards to LeBron James. What is it?
He quit.
He quit. He quit.
He quit.
He quit.
He quit.
Now, I got to say, I don't want it to get misconstrued that I don't like LeBron.
You don't.
I don't want him to win. I don't want him to win the championship.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
I'm a
I'll
fan of
that.
LeBron. He's amazing.
He's a great, great
He's an
athlete.
Anomaly, but I do mm-hmm. not want him to win
you
the championship.
Appreciate
I thought
his
he was a Pisces.
Game. You can appreciate his game, but not how he screwed Cleveland. There you go.
I thought Will Chamberlain screwed.
Okay, but wait, you do know. Do you not
Will
know
Chamberlain
that?
Screwed every city.
That,
every
exactly. Life. That Katz and I have had a bet.
True.
Going on the entire, since the season started, which obviously started late, that he said, we make a bet on certain things. The last was the Westminster Dog Show. It shows how much we bet on, the two of us. Mm-hmm. And it
we're
is,
in Vegas, so.
Yes, yeah. It is that, this time it is, he said, I will give you every other team that the Heat is going to win the championships.
Yeah, I bet the Heat against the Field at the beginning of the playoffs, actually. Yeah. Right near the end of the regular season.
No, it was actually the regular season.
Oh, it was during the regular season.
They should win. Yeah.
And I bet her, the bet was the Heat versus the Field.
Right. Yep.
Anybody.
This is how
Western,
cocky
Eastern
my co-host was.
Well, I just wanted to draw her into the bet because I thought I'd win the bet, and I felt like it was about even money at the time because the Heat were on fire in the regular season.
And literally. They may not even make it to the end. So
they were hotter.
not even the finals, right?
Hotter than 98 degrees.
On your side of things, Chris Bosh is out.
He got hurt.
There's nobody in the middle there.
Abdominal strain. Huge hole
in
the middle.
And LeBron seems to be spending a lot of time with his tushy on the floor, so wherever he belongs.
He has been getting nailed. And LeBron,
as a matter of fact, I think he is, it might be a shade of an early, he quit.
Well,
he fouled out of one game. He fouled out of one game. That's a little quitting.
He fouled
and his
out
quote was
flopping.
Like, I don't foul. One, you need six fouls to foul out. I don't foul out.
He'd never fouled out before.
No, the first time in the playoffs ever.
Mm-hmm. Filing out equals quitting. He's no longer in the game.
I guess we could spin it that way.
Sorry.
What a quitter LeBron is.
He was fired.
Right. He's had a tough time making free throws in important situations.
Oh, poor LeBron.
He's been fouling, flopping, and we're getting the call sometimes. But let's put everybody in the here and now. When we record this show, the Celtics lead 3-2.
3-2.
By the time this show airs, will be Friday. That series will be
evened up
or over.
Oh, not evened up, Jeff Timmons. No, over.
I just can't see him losing three in a row. Can they lose three in a row?
It could be 3-3. They could.
Where is your Buckeye spirit? They're going to win.
Remember this about the Heat.
I don't know. I have a weird feeling about it.
Remember this about the Heat. They were down 2-1 against the Pacers. They were down, and they did not look good, and the Pacers were playing with a lot of confidence. Everybody was ready to put an end to Dwayne Wade's career, talking about all the holes in LeBron's game.
Isn't it funny how fast they judge?
They went out.
And the media judges like that.
Yeah, it's right now. They went out, and then
but LeBron has a proven track record of not being able to take home a championship. So that's all that he's
I know. I feel you.
That is inarguable. He has not won a championship.
But let me say right now, what we can say by the time this show airs Friday morning, Celtics will still be in it.
You think so?
Well, they have to be. There's only one game.
They're only going to play the one.
So they're
only
going to be
one
game.
So they're still in it.
They will either have progressed to the finals or they will have taken it to game seven.
But those guys know how to win a championship.
Yeah, they're tough.
They do.
They're mentally tough. And the problem that you guys have had, collectively about LeBron, if I have it right, was the manner in which he left the Cavs.
Yes.
Which he's apologized
profusely. Yeah, cry me a river. He still did it. I'm taking my talent to South Beach.
It was the
method. Worst ever.
Being from Cleveland and Akron, Cleveland,
yeah,
which
Canton.
Apparently are
Canton.
Not Canton.
Yeah. It's very close.
They're
right
all
there.
Different cities.
Apparently. Right there. It's small.
It's
like they're
small.
All different cities.
It's small.
But,
yeah.
But for, the, for that,
Ohio was
it's
one
the whole
giant
state.
City.
It is the whole state. Like Ohio State pretty much mm-hmm.
is the
whole
entire
thing.
State,
LeBron
yeah.
was the whole
and
state.
And he stuck his thumb in your eye when he left.
Yes, yeah. He did.
Okay. It was rough.
And you know what? He took his talents to South Beach and still no ring.
No rings.
that phrase, he took his talents to South Beach.
Yeah, that was the thing.
I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. I almost shot my TV. If I would have had a gun, I would have shot my TV.
Don't do anything that rash.
Basketball that much.
I tied one on so bad that night. It was not even funny.
That's
my head
best friend sent me a picture immediately on my phone of him burning LeBron's jersey. I mean, that's how serious it was with the culture, you know. So
I actually cleaned up dog urine.
Yeah.
With my LeBron t-shirt.
Oh,
I did.
Wow.
Yeah,
she's really mad. She's really mad.
I like the part about shooting the TV. You're doing an Elvis impression. Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but now that we've established that LeBron sucks, let's go ahead and let's get on to what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, we're here
Jeff
to plug
Timmons.
My show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, let's line this up. You found a liking here in Las Vegas. I think the last time we talked to you, you were not actually living in Las Vegas permanently, right?
No,
I moved
here. I love it.
And you do love it here. And you became affiliated in the city by your run, a great run in Chippendales over at Rio.
Or as we call it, Chips.
The
Chippendales.
Chips.
The Chips. And the last time I saw that show was
when I was in it.
Yes.
And Jeff brought me up on stage.
And Jeff brought Dishy
it.
Up
Which,
on stage.
Which, by the way, you know, I slammed that in Jake Pavelka's face when he was on. I said, well, gee, Jeff, you know, serenaded me, gave me a rose. Oh, aren't you the bachelor? I didn't get a rose from you.
Well, then he
Jake
turned around
nothing
and-
nothing gave you nothing?
He proposed to her.
Oh, well, there you go.
He kind of, yeah. And then he was like,
that's his whole game.
He said, well, I was, he's like, actually, I saw you. And he said, well, I was going to bring you up. And he's like, you know, I was worried because I was going to be doing an interview with you that week. I'm like, yeah, hindsight 2020. Jeff Timmons wasn't afraid.
Who's been on the show repeatedly, and Jeff has been,
yeah.
and Jake
He's
has been
scared.
On one.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you.
So you parlay that appearance into, I know you've been looking around and trying to, you know, investigate different things. How did you land at with Station Casinos and Ovation in Green Valley, and what are you going to be doing?
I've been working on another show that that's going to come out in the holiday season with one of the bigger casinos and things like that. And in the meantime, been looking for something to do. You know, 98 Degrees was supposed to get back together, so we were going to do a tour.
I heard that. Yes,
that was for real, huh?
That was for real, and
all over Twitterverse.
It was all over every place, you know. And we were going to do it. It was definitely getting lined up, and it was supposed to be what I was going to be doing in the summertime. And then at the 11th hour, some of the guys didn't want to do it, so we didn't do the tour.
Who are some of the guys? Jeff and Drew?
You were in favor of it the whole way.
Were you in favor?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely in favor
of it. So was it Drew and Nick didn't want to do it?
I can't. I mean, what are there other members in the group, right?
the members who are not Jeff.
Let's do some deduction here.
I'm sorry.
If I was for it, and the others were.
Well, wait. There's a fourth guy whose name I can never remember. Justin, who's lovely. Who's lovely? Am I not saying who's lovely?
Yes, he's actually the nicest guy.
That's what I mean. I had met him once with the Lachaise, and I had met him once.
He's a lovely guy.
I'm sorry, but just because the fact that he hasn't put himself out there name is not his household, but
he's not hosting game shows. He's not hosting Chippendales.
That's
he's not
right.
doing any of that
That's
stuff.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have his own show on the Strip in Vegas, so therefore it's easy that I did not know his name.
That's right. That's Justin, and he's great.
And he's
lovely still.
He is a lovely guy.
And I think the Lachaise are lovely.
I love the Lachaise, they're my family friends. I love
They just don't want to do the tour.
And I love Jeff.
They just didn't want to do the tour. Now there's talk again that there is another tour.
Well, maybe
Drew's back. Isn't Drew back?
Drew is back
Drew's
right
here.
Now in town. Yeah.
He's doing the prices right here
and
now.
And who knows? He may be in All-Stars Dancing with the Stars. You never know.
Yeah, there's
All-Stars,
that link,
Dancing
too. Let's get these guys together. Let's have a summit.
Let's do have a summit. And I have to tell you, though,
a meeting of the minds.
I have to say all four members, which I can't say that about any other boy band. Sorry, man band.
Man band.
Vocal group. Let me go.
love her.
Motown artists.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me what they need to be called. I'll call them that. Awesome. I always get confused.
Musical geniuses.
Vocal collective.
I can say that it is the one group of that genre that all four guys are incredibly wonderful, nice guys.
Nice
you have
guys.
Not one, I don't want to say DB in there, which I'm sure people know what I was saying there, that not one bad guy or not one guy that like got into a lot of trouble and was just you guys are all genuinely nice.
Thank you.
Ohio men.
We're just nice. We try to be nice guys. Everybody's from Ohio.
From?
Yeah,
okay.
The other guys are from Southern Ohio. They're from Cincinnati. They're not from Northern Ohio.
That's basically
Kentucky.
Yeah,
we're Northern Ohio.
Which is basically Kentucky.
We're
right.
Northern Ohio. Those Lachey boys are Cincinnati boys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
But
I don't get the regional rivalry.
No, but
going
no, there
on.
Is none. It's all Ohio. We're all Buckeyes.
But there's a regional difference
in
the
state.
No, but
those guys do not like the Buckeyes, so you know. They're UC guys. So they're Cincinnati
Bearcats.
Guys.
Did I say how much I love the
Lakers? Yeah, exactly.
No,
they're not Buckeyes. They're not Cleveland Cavaliers fans either.
I'll discuss that with them later. Right. But no, I have to say, though, in general, the Lachaise are good friends. I want to make that very clear. We're not picking.
Nice
I love
guys.
Them, both
nice
of them.
Guys.
They're two of the nicest guys I've ever met.
All the
my
guys in
98 life.
Degrees who I've personally met have had a great experience
good.
With.
Well, good.
And I haven't met Justin.
Let's bring Justin on.
He's great. He'll come on. He's got a real deep voice.
Okay,
he'll
so
be real
when
sexy
he comes
like,
into town,
I love you.
Is he single?
Yeah.
Woo! Let's have him on.
Well, you know what
he'll
that means in boy bands. Sometimes it doesn't. You're
no,
there,
no, no.
Not
he's,
on their team.
So he's
okay.
I'm just straight shooter.
Just saying,
yeah,
sometimes
right
that happens, and they were mysteriously single for
like
a while.
I agree. Not that there's anything wrong
it's
with
it,
but he's
not
straight shooter.
Not
and it's
him.
Also not like that hasn't stopped me before. No, I'm kidding.
You got to flip some folks. I love it.
It's merely a yield sign to Dishy. That's all.
Some of the men I'm most attracted to, not
Justin,
necessarily
trust me,
interested in me.
If Justin was here, he'd be all up in your grill.
Minutes
right?
later,
he's 15 a ladies
minutes later,
guy.
They're ladies canoodling guy. In the corner. You know?
All right, let's bring him on. When's he coming to visit?
He'll love you. He'll be like, hey.
Does he still live in Ohio?
Yeah, he does. He lives in Ohio.
We got to bring it. These guys need
love.
To guest with you in the show.
They will.
They
you know,
bring him in.
But that's
seriously.
Part of getting back to the show. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're here.
So I didn't do that. So I wanted to perform. And I wanted to do some R&B pop music and just not it to be such a stressful, well-produced, crazy show. Put a band together and sing, do R&B stuff, pop stuff, you know, hip-hop stuff. Just have fun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I met with the gal, Judy Alberti.
Yes. Judy, we love Judy.
She's the best.
Station
she
Casinos,
is.
Entertainment.
She's had a lot
amazing.
Of success over there.
She has. Mm-hmm. And they're doing mostly rock stuff. And I was like, what if we bring some pop R&B stuff? You know, I have a fan base. You're not really attaching to that fan base out there. I think there's a ladies' night or whatever where they have, like, Belle Biv DeVoe and
Poison.
You know,
right.
And we'll be singing that song by
yes,
the way.
I love
right?
it.
But you know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Because you can't trust a big button to smile.
That's
you
right.
cannot.
And we're going to be doing so that true. Stuff. We've got a smoking band, a great female vocalist. I mean, we're really trying to.
You're doing
my
it.
MD, his name's Kenny Logan. He's a local guy.
We met
now.
Kenny, another attractive
Kenny,
man
Kenny.
In the studio today.
He's killing it. So it's going to be something that, you know, it's not a super produced Vegas-y show. It's like, get down, have fun, have some drinks, then go to the club afterwards, and we'll have club stuff involved with our show, a DJ. It's going to be pretty hot.
So are you having Wade come in and like do your choreography or anything?
No, I don't dance. Wade Robson, pop and lock, ain't no exactly. lie, bye, bye, bye. No, I can't do any of that kind of stuff.
You know, I actually did. I was present to where there was a big group of us out at a karaoke night that started singing bye, 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 and they got Joey to go up and do a little.
And he did it. He's cool. It, yeah. And that's the kind of stuff we'll do. People will show up. Maybe Joey will come in for a night. Maybe
that
Justin. Maybe my group. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe CeeLo, since he's going to be here.
Yeah.
We share the same
well,
management
Drew,
company.
Well, definitely. Drew's here. He should be coming
right.
in.
Right. And people just pop in, do a couple songs, and leave. And it's formal but informal. You know what I mean? We
so
want everybody to have a
good
time. It's just a good time.
And maybe some of your old Chippendale friends
oh,
may
those
show
guys will
up
all
and
be
rip
there.
Their T-shirts off.
Right.
So,
yeah,
there
we're
go.
We're going to switch it up like that. And it's starting to come together really, really nice. And, the you know, more people that come and see the rehearsals, they're like, oh, yeah, this is cool, you know. And we're putting Rihanna stuff in there and Chris Brown, but we're also throwing some Montel Jordan in there
Woo!
And some 90s. Pop R&B stuff.
Good, good. You must be deep in rehearsals.
And
now.
A little 98 yeah. degrees, I hope.
A little 98 degrees. You know, I've been rehearsing like crazy. We've been programming the show. The band, you know, it's really hard to find really great, dedicated band members. And you think with Las Vegas, the abundance of talent.
Yes.
It's really hard to find good
talent.
Good talent for a band
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But we've got a great group of guys now that are vibing. The girl's phenomenal. I mean, she's.
What is her name?
Her name's Tamara. Tamara Walker. She is incredible. One of the best singers I've ever. I mean, I've worked with Mariah Carey. We did a song with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen Christina live. I've seen Whitney live. God rest her soul. This girl is as good as anybody out there. She's incredible. She is incredible.
So a little duetting going on?
Yeah, kind of duetting, but you know. Yeah, I don't know if I can hang with her. You know? I'm used to lip syncing. I mean, what the hell? Can I really sing?
Unless you are going to be singing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be singing.
Some of the tours.
All live music? Is it going to be all live?
It's
everything
all live.
On stage?
All right. Live. Everything's live. You know, it's a good time.
It's a concert show that you can dance to. And
It's a concert show. The dance floor is there. It's an infusion of, like, club and and singing. And it's
big
kind
fan
of like,
Ovation. We both are.
It's a beautiful casino. Mm-hmm. They're very supportive of me.
And it's really close to where I live.
Good. Well, then you can come out and
so
hang.
I could cab it home for like $5.
Exactly.
So if I get a little tipsy.
Please. And bring your friends. I mean, we're going to have all kinds of people there. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. It's kind of an informal good time.
When's the
saying?
End date for this?
August 4th
and
is the last date.
And it has to end at some point for you to do your other thing.
Other thing,
which
right.
I think you tipped your hand on, the hotel resort.
Right.
Yeah, something for the holidays.
Right, something for the
holidays. Oh my
gosh,
but I think
what?
I know the resort
That would be
chain.
Another reason
CeeLo.
For you to come back on again.
Yeah.
I don't think of any reason.
I know, you're
Jeff's
just so
like one
excited
of my favorite. No, Jeff is one of my favorite. Other than Wayne Noon, I think Jeff is my favorite guest to ever come on the show.
I would love for Wayne to show up and do a song. He never would.
He might. You never
no,
know.
No, he wouldn't. Would he?
He's been known to do it in the past.
He could rush up there and play the banjo.
Yeah.
Look
out. I would love
to. You never know. With Wayne, you never
know.
He's gotten up in clubs and jammed with.
Yeah, Toby
you know,
Keith.
Toby Keith.
That
he's
was one
been
famous
known
one.
To,
well, there'll be people in there, so.
You never know, and it's right near.
Yeah.
It's right near.
Is it? Where you
Casa
guys
de Wayne.
I would love for him to get up, and the band, they would play whatever you want, so.
Maybe one time when we're down there gambling with Wayne, you know, playing craps.
Wayne doesn't
and we
gamble.
Oh.
No.
We gamble. Wait.
Wayne stands there and
watches
everyone.
I'm throwing stuff out. I have no
verification. The funny thing is Wayne, you know, coming here when he was a kid, he's never sent gambled. I think he's confusing myself and my mother.
Right.
I'll be
you
there
gamble?
With the macarons.
Oh, unfortunately.
What do you play?
These guys shred. Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'm blackjack. Very good at blackjack. I can talk to the cards and make them do whatever
well,
I want.
Well, I want to hang out with you.
All right, anytime.
She could talk to the dealers.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Like,
they're like, all right, what card?
There have been a couple times where perhaps I've gotten paid when I shouldn't have been. Because I distract them with my witty rhetoric.
That's right.
That's
nothing
happened
else.
Away from the table,
just,
too.
Just
whoa.
The rhetoric.
My witty
else.
Rhetoric. I do. I get
it's
them a
witty.
Little, you know,
yeah.
like, I'm very witty. What
it
can
is,
I say?
It's incredibly witty.
There
you
go.
Walk away from the table and everybody says, how witty was that?
That's a nice card to have when you're gambling in Vegas.
There you go. It happens. So, yes, we will go out gambling.
Cool. I'm down.
So now that you are a Vegas Vegas man.
Yes.
And congratulations, since you were last on, you have a new baby. I do. Tell us about all that.
Baby Ariana, she's 6 months old. So
Holy cow.
It's awesome. You know, between my wife and I, we have 5 kids.
Oh my God.
And I just got, you know, primary custody of my daughter too.
Oh, congratulations.
So, which is great.
Cool.
So you guys are like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it is literally like the Brady Bunch. I mean, I just was in LA last week talking to some networks about bringing a reality show here. With, you know, surrounding
with
Vegas, what I'm doing, the family. The
you guys are suburban,
family.
Suburbia.
Yeah, we live
right?
in Summerlin, so, you know, but I host pool parties and do clubs and put together a Vegas show, and then I coach my son's football team, you know, so it's all over the place. And, you know, it's
coach him to kind of be like the Buckeyes, right?
Yeah, well, it's let me tell you, Las Vegas football and Ohio
you'll
football,
get,
two different
you'll
things.
You'll get
investigated. Oh, Jesus. Boo. You are an Ohio hater.
He is a hater. What a hater.
I'm just saying. Every little thing Ohio State football program
has been investigated.
Oh, wow. And everything that's happened at UNLV has been fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not defending UNLV. Bobby Hauck runs a clean program.
I love UNLV. We're here at UNLV.
Exactly.
I love
We're
and respect everything
campus.
That has to do with UNLV.
It's just that I'm worried that Jeff will be coaching his little football team, and all of a sudden they get free cars.
That's right. And
they don't want the gold pants and the rings.
No, that just happened with LeBron's mom. Oops, did I say that?
No, I got to tell you, I was coaching my son's league. It was Snoop Dogg, the Snoop Dogg League.
You were in that league?
Yes. Well, we got him signed up late, so we were in the Snoop Dogg League. It was a fun league, but just sometimes you never knew if the other teams were going to be there, if the players, if the coaches were going to show up.
Well, that's good when the other team doesn't show, automatic win.
You win.
It's like any Snoop Dogg tour.
Not necessarily. The rules are like they have to show up or you don't. We can't win. We're all here. No, it's a tie. How does that happen?
You have to show them where the kickoff happens.
I think that's...
What are those two posts at the
thing? These are the end zones. This is the field.
And perhaps that will be Miami's excuse about Bosch not
this
being
is
in.
A 40.
So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be playing in game six.
He's going to be
there. But not
his
if they're out.
Called him out.
Not if they're out. Not if they're out this week. He will not be playing in a game
He'll
soon.
He'll play in one more game.
Are you praying that they lose?
Yes, I actually am. I'm a good Catholic girl. I have no problem saying I pray for things
to
happen.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's going to be the hardest bet for me to pay off ever.
I'm watching just to see the Celtics.
Watch the
Twitter
blow
up. I don't even like
the
Celtics.
I don't like the Celtics.
I like
either.
The Lakers.
When the people in Ohio like the Celtics.
We don't.
I know,
we like anybody that will beat the Heat.
I'm like, all right, the Celtics. Yeah,
you guys are killing me. The Cavaliers were
it could be
as
Bill
close
Bill.
To the NBA playoffs as I was this year. They have a long way to go to get to the playoffs. That's what I'll say.
This year.
Cast.
Okay. But let's just also say that it could be Bill Belichick and Art Modell. It could be Bill Belichick and Art Modell playing against the Heat, and I would want
Still
Bill Belichick
wow.
and Art Modell to win.
That's deep. Really?
What in the name
and
of Otto Graham are you talking about? We got to wrap it up.
Anyway,
I'm serious, aren't I, Jeff?
I know you are.
Jeff Timmons, thanks for being here. I'm going to be paying her a bet.
Thank you for being anti-LeBron. And if you want, you can come to our lunch and watch my debt get paid.
When is that?
Well, as soon as I win, we'll figure it out.
You don't even
Trust me, there'll be pictures, champagne, the whole
thing. Hit me up.
Things.
I want to be there.
All right.
I want to be there just to dick with him a little bit.
Think Happy Meal. Jeff Timmons, Wired is the show.
June 29th, Ovation.
June 29th, Ovation, Wired. Be there, dance, gamble, hobnob, all that. Thanks for being in, Jeff.
Thanks so
Jeff.
Much. I love you guys. You guys rock.
People in Las Vegas turned in. Tonight I'm turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I wanna be fun. I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'll give it everything that I got. Really look, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot the seven with every shot. So be my Las Vegas.